The inauguration is big business for Washington, D.C. One study by George Mason University predicts an inauguration can generate more than $1 billion for the local economy. Patrick Madden from Here and Now contributor WAMU spoke with one business owner who's scrambling to get ready.
Right before Election Day, White House gift store owner Jim Warlick loads up on political merchandise to get ready for the inauguration crowds.
Well, to be truthful, we thought Hillary was going to win, and we produced a lot of Hillary merchandise. And if I ever get a hold of Nate Silver, I want to choke him. I believe everything he said.
He's joking, of course, about choking the famous political prognosticator who, like many others, had predicted a Hillary Clinton victory. And so after Election Day, Warlick quickly pulled a 180, ordering as much Trump gear as possible. For example, he says he tried to buy every available Donald Trump bobblehead doll in America.
Those have been selling very well.
The store is now packed with Trump merchandise, hats, keychains, signs, and other souvenirs, most of it emblazoned with the Make America Great Again slogan.
This time we have the Solo Cup. The T-shirts, even a Christmas ornament with the Donald, not the family, just the president-elect on it.
As a kid, Warlick had always loved political buttons. He moved to Washington to work for a congressman on Capitol Hill to help raise money to attend the 1980 national conventions. He designed 5 Jimmy Carter buttons and 5 Ronald Reagan buttons, and one day he went out and sold them.
I made more money in a week selling buttons on the street, and it was more fun than I did in a year with my congressman.
He opened his shop across the street from the White House in 2009. Despite its name, there's no affiliation with the actual White House. One of the great things about his business, he says, is that candidates' names, even their likeness, cannot be copyrighted, meaning it's all fair game for merchandise.
We just got an item in today, which is a pen that you press the head of Trump, and he makes these great statements that he made during the campaign. I'll play one for you.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
Now, that's a humble statement, isn't it?
Humble or not, Warlick's hoping the Trump inauguration, like others before it, will be huge for his business. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Madden.
And we are getting ready as well. Jeremy and I will be anchoring afternoon coverage on Friday. NPR and public radio reporters from across the country will be live all day. So listen live and watch a live fact check on the inaugural address at npr.org.